I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extremists in Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo have been busy. Reports are still coming out of both countries about attacks on Christians from Holy Week. However, the attacks in these areas are both so frequent and so deadly that hardly anyone's paying attention anymore. Greg Kelly with World Mission is distributing their solar-powered audio Bibles called Treasures in both areas. Two things to pray for: a soft heart for the persecuted church and changed hearts for the persecutors. And in January, China finally eased lockdowns after 3 years of intense pandemic restrictions. Chinese believers eagerly got back to work, and their plans are coming to fruition now. There are concerns with more government scrutiny, but the need for God's Word continues to grow. Bibles for China puts a Bible in the hands of someone who can't afford one. Pray that believers in China would obey the Lord in new opportunities. Find your place in these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.